MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com and get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. I'm chatting with Joe Klopper, Portfolio Manager, Independent Securities. Joe, appreciate the time today. US election, still a little over 3 months to go. Trump versus Harris, we assume Harris, but more broadly, Republicans versus Democrats. And there are significant differences in their policy stance, and perhaps most significant is around tax.
Yes, Simon, that is correct. There are a couple of differences. And if we look at policy areas which the Democrats mainly favor, traditionally has been social programs, infrastructure and healthcare, and much more recently, renewable energy sector, which has become a cornerstone of their policy framework. So we can expect some big moves in the renewable energy sector should we see a Democratic-led government. When it comes to tax, Trump has been clear during a Bloomberg interview over the last couple of weeks that he will be looking to drop the corporate tax rate to 20% and possibly even 15% should he get the chance. On the tariff side, which I guess is also very important, Trump has again taken a harsh stance against China. He mentioned numbers of 60 to 100% tariffs on any imports and even 10% on other countries.
On the tariff one, I mean, certainly what we saw was under the Trump administration, the tariffs came. Biden has to a degree kept them, particularly in terms of China. Is it as simple that tariffs can potentially be inflationary? Because it means that if you're bringing things into the economy, there's a tariff. I know the logic is that you start to manufacture locally, but if you don't, surely it's pushing prices up and creating inflation.
Yes, that's 100% correct. And when Trump talks about tariffs of 60 to 100% on China, that is significant. But the 10% that he mentioned on other areas of the world, I think, is also very important to note. That will have much further reaching impacts on countries like ourselves. So on an inflationary standpoint, I do 100% agree with you that tariffs won't initially be good for the inflation outlook, specifically for the US.
What about national debt? I mean, in one sense, I mean, you know, I don't know, economics 101, cutting taxes is good for profit and therefore you tax, you know, they make more profit, you get more tax back. And the Dems obviously go the other way. They want to look for higher taxes. But at the end of the day, there's a massive national debt that the US has got as well. From what I've seen from the different parties, not a heck of a lot of plans to really tackle that head on.
Yes, and that is one of our longer-term concerns as well. The U.S. has steadily been borrowing over the last couple of years, but their borrowing has been kicked into overdrive since the COVID lockdown period. The price that you do pay for debt is interest, and invariably our governments pay this interest is by using the tax revenue that they do generate. If this interest payable makes or becomes a too large a portion of the tax revenue that they can collect, they principally have two options, which one would be to cut spending. So areas such as infrastructure, healthcare, and social programs that I mentioned earlier would be losers. And the second would be to push up, like you say, taxes. And that would effectively take money out of the pockets of the consumer and leave them with less to spend in the economy. Both of these options would leave the economy in a worse state, or at least the growth thereof.
Yeah, no, 100%. There's also the Trump legal issues. I mean, potentially we're going to, I mean, I think not even potentially, we're probably going to see some volatility increasing in the lead up to the election, certainly perhaps even some investor sentiment concerns. It's going to be probably rocky sort of leading up and perhaps even post the election in the US.
Yes, for sure. If I've learned something about US politics over the last couple of weeks is that it can change incredibly quick. We've had Biden dropping out. We've almost had the assassination of Trump. Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, someone like J.D. Vance, which Trump has picked as his running mate, has historically been quite a vocal advocate against big tech and the fact that they've become too powerful. So we can most likely expect volatility running into and after the election.
Yeah, of course, I'd forgotten his stance on big tech. And the Democrats also, they keep on holding them before Congress and doing antitrust. Regardless, I mean, someone's going to win in November. We don't know who. We're not able to predict that. But we've got portfolios and we don't want to sort of exit the US. You've got a couple of stocks that you say are going to work really well. Brookfield Corporation is one of them. This is the one I hadn't heard of before. It's an alternative asset manager. And you say that they could actually do well almost under either regime because they would allocate accordingly.
Yes, absolutely. They have the freedom to go let's call it the path of resistance, depending on who gets elected. They have exposure to renewable energy projects. They have exposure to real estate. So our view is that it's a high quality company that will be able to adapt to any regime change or regulatory change for that matter, and is a company that is much more geared towards the changing in the interest rate cycle that we expect at the end of the year.
MasterCard is another one. I mean, we all know MasterCard. Many of us will be users of MasterCard. You did note that, you know, higher, stricter regulatory environment could put more eyes on the company, but it really is, I mean, it's at the core of the financial, global financial system. It's not going away, and it's unlikely to see a significant decreases to revenue regardless.
Yes, absolutely. They are the providers of the proverbial payment rail globally. And with Visa, they have been under regulatory scrutiny for many years now. They have managed to adapt to any changes and not just survive, actually flourish. Ironically, we believe that stricter regulations on these payments companies would actually make it more difficult for newer participants in the sector, which would mean that the position of MasterCard and or Visa would be strengthened.
I get your point there. Higher regulations, they're just in a better position to manage that environment, whereas a smaller, perhaps a startup company, would find that significantly challenging and expensive. MasterCard can expense it. They've got the revenue, so can Visa.
Absolutely, yes, that's correct. They have the means to work around these regulations and find solutions.
Amazon was your third. Again, we all know Amazon, both e-commerce and cloud infrastructure. And you make the point that they work around the world. They've recently opened up in South Africa. They're adept at thriving almost regardless of the environment.
Absolutely. They operate in many jurisdictions worldwide, which operate under different rules. So they are very adept to work within these rules and change their businesses where needed, should it be necessarily. Any regulatory framework that either party brings in, Amazon would be a company that will be well adapted or be able to adapt well. Just a side note there, if we talk about big tech that become too powerful, we would actually be in favor of a breakup between some of the business within Amazon. You mentioned the cloud business. We think that would be an absolutely fantastic standalone business and actually is the crown jewel within the constellation of Amazon businesses.
Yeah, but 100% on that. AWS as a standalone would be an awesome investment option. So the regulatory environment there might actually certainly help us as investors. We'll leave it there. It's Amazon, it's MasterCard, it's Brookfield Corporation. Joe Klopper, Portfolio Manager, Independent Securities. Appreciate the time. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com and get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.